Rafi Shachar and his chavrusa Aryeh Varon asked the following question. The Gemara in Erevin, which relates the famous debate between the sages Hillel and Shammai about whether or not it would have been better if man was not created at all, is resolved that after 2.5 years they concluded that indeed it would have been better that man was not created, that our neshamas would have been better off staying up in the spiritual world, the neshamas, rather than being dragged down into a physical world. My question is, how can we understand Chazal's debating whether or not something Hashem does is good or not? And even more, concluding that he did the wrong thing, isn't there an element of chutzpah or even Chazal's judging Hashem's actions? Like the Maharal Prague asks on this Gemara, there's another Gemara that says, Bo v'nazik tova l'avoseinu, let us be thankful to our forefathers that had they not sinned, we wouldn't be here. It seems that our being here is something to be thankful about, yet this Gemara says that it would be better off if we had not come into this world. What the Gemara means is that a person could have been given his Olam Haba without coming into this world, but then he would have been given something that he didn't deserve and didn't earn, which would be less appreciated. So God put us in this world that we should be able to earn that reward. However, in order to be able to earn it, we have to lose it too. So the risk of losing it, on the other hand, they're taking that risk, you have a chance of getting a greater quality Olam Haba. So we know that the proverb goes, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, that sometimes it's better to have something for sure than to risk getting more but to losing it completely. So the Shammai and the Hillel are talking about how it looks to us. From our standpoint, it would have been better for us to get a guaranteed Olam Haba than to take the risk in this world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that really that's not what's best for us. What's best for us is to come into this world to take the risk. And therefore, we have to accept that the Rabbanu Shel Olam's view is greater than our view. The Shammai and the Hillel were arguing from our standpoint, how it looks to us. And the Gemara that says we have to be thankful to our forefathers, and because of them we're here, is talking after the Rabbanu Shel Olam decided to create us, we accept the fact that ultimately, even though it doesn't appear to us like that, that's the way it really is.